this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Acts chapter 1 verse 3, before we take our seat. To whom also He showed Himself after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to God. John chapter 3 verse 1 to 5. John chapter 3 verse 1 to 5. Shall we read together? There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. Say, come from God. That is, he has an understanding of his roots. For no man do these miracles, these infallible proofs that thou doest, except God be with him. Can you show me the secret? Jesus went straight and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man, be born again, he cannot see. Say, he cannot see. What will he not see? He can't see the kingdom of God. He can be in church for 30 years. His name can even be Joseph. His surname can be Christian. If he's not born again, he can't see it. He can have big Bible. If he's not born again, he will only be seeing people saying, God used me to do this. God used me to do this. He won't see it in his own life. Except Jesus didn't leave us with alternative. Except a man be born, he can't see. That is the first one. Because there is a difference between seeing and the next one we're not reading. And the man became a little confused. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus was looking at him. Hey. Since we have always lived in the temple and be asking from the wrong people, Jesus answered, except a man be born of water and of the spirit. Say of water and of the spirit. He cannot enter. The first one he can't see. The second one he can't enter. Is somebody hearing me? Into the kingdom of God. There is difference between seeing the kingdom of God and entering to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is an atmosphere. It's a presence. It's a realm. Take your seat. God bless you. Can you put your hands together for the choir as they take their seats? God bless you. You have been exceptional. God bless you. And the way you dance in the morning is amazing. Please keep it up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for your life. You're sitting very well. All of you, wonderful people. Can you celebrate them for me? Wonderful people. It's just that our altar is not as big as this. I will ask you to come. Eh? One day, my manager, praise God. You just have to come to Lagos and be a blessing. Amen. Help me celebrate them. I love you all. God bless you. God bless you. Celebrate them for me. I have very few minutes to move very fast. Hallelujah. I want to continue from where I stopped in the last ministration on Saturday last week. Amen. Still talking about the root of the infallible proofs. The aim of this message is that after Shiloh, commanding infallible proofs become a normal experience in your life. Can somebody say a louder amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So becoming infallible proofs become a normal experience for you. Becomes what? A normal experience for you. You were not just born again to warm benches or chairs. You were born again to be a solution to your world. It is religion that occupies space without results. The kingdom will take up challenges and ensure God is experienced by man. It is religion that reduces a man above Lighthouse Church. It's the one that makes you to stand and testimonies follow. People say, if not for this brother, I won't be here. That is kingdom that has come to them. Is somebody hearing me? God didn't save you to any religion. He saved you to manifest the kingdom. That is why in Romans chapter 8 verse 19, he said the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of what? The sons of God. He said the creature itself was subject to vanity, but not willingly, but by reason of him that subject the same in hope. It is religion that manages problem. Kingdom solves problem. That is why kingdom carriers are solution providers. And that is why you see men of God come here, declare and share their experiences, their testimonies. It's not limited to them alone. There are things they know that you have to know. And that is the reason for the office of a teacher. Is somebody hearing me? You just have to know how to do it on your own when nobody is there. Because time will come that you will be confronted. You will be challenged. Jesus equipped the disciples like we shared in the morning. He told them, if any man asks you, why are you losing the coat? Why are you bringing kingdom to a man who is bound and delayed and stagnated? He said, say to them, even as Jesus has commanded. If they have not encountered Jesus, they won't have a kingdom to take to the what? To the tight coat and hearts. Is somebody hearing me? So this evening, I want to open your eyes to see what Jesus showed Nicodemus. Nicodemus was celebrating the proofs. He was celebrating miracles. He was attracted by miracles. And that is the beauty of miracles. Miracle brings the people. The kingdom keeps the people. But when kingdom manifests, it keeps them. You can't have an encounter with genuine kingdom and want to lose the glory. That was what Peter, James, and John saw on the mountain. They told Jesus, no, we are not going. Let us tabernacle here. Why? It was an encounter with the kingdom. From this day forward, your home will be, history will be dominated with the manifestation of the kingdom power. And the truth of the matter, the Bible says in Luke 12:32, little flocks, it is the will, it is the desire of the Father to give you the kingdom. God knows how bad you need it. You need it. Especially in a world of this kind. He said, I send you as sheep among wolves. Be ye wise as serpents and be harmless as a dove. But one thing will establish your authority, the manifestation of the kingdom. And kingdom manifestation come in different dimensions. You can see in one angle somebody from the dead. In another angle, somebody recovered from ailment. In another angle, you see somebody got an admission in a mind-blowing way. Somebody just recovered lost items in a mind-blowing way. That kingdom manifests in different dimensions. The essence of the kingdom is to solve problems. Is somebody hearing me? How many of you know that only those who are solving problems has value? People don't celebrate you because of your surname. They celebrate you because you solve problems. And what exactly is the essence of the Holy Spirit inside of us? The Holy Spirit was given not just for us to speak, for us to be able to read the Bible, but also the Bible calls him the power of God. Is somebody hearing me? Power of God. I know he's raising many kingdom commanders. God is raising many infallible proofs commanders in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you are among them in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. God will not allow age to be a barrier. It is how quick you can pick the information. Is somebody hearing me? It is how quick you can pick the information. Because after this meeting, nothing dies around you again in the name of Jesus Christ. I say nothing dies around you again in the name of Jesus Christ. You will flow the kingdom that you carry on your inside into situations. You will flow the kingdom. Something is inside of you. It has to be leaked out to people. It has to be leaked out to situations. This is what Jesus was telling us. Is somebody hearing me? In John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, the Bible says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and shouted with a loud voice. And he said, if anybody is thirsting, let him. I'm talking about John, not Joshua. All right, thank you. He said, but this spake he. We'll start from verse 37. I start from verse 37, priest. Hallelujah. From verse 37. All right. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, If any man thirst, let him come. One of the prize, I will still get there. One of the access point into the kingdom is hunger in your spirit. If any man poor in the spirit, Matthew 5:3. Blessed are they that is for they shall see God. He said, theirs is the kingdom of God. Theirs is the kingdom of God. The price for the manifestation of him is hunger. Undying hunger to see God at work. Is somebody hearing me? That is what will push you to a personal prayer. Lock up yourself. Sometimes 3 days. Sometimes 4 hours. 5 hours. Kia totela. Biatata la poshate. No matter how small the hour is. Even if it is 3 hours. Are you hearing me? You will see something will drop from heaven. God rewards sacrifice. Is somebody hearing me? The kingdom don't just come on anybody. Sir, the fact that you come to church regularly, it doesn't really matter. Are you hearing me? You will be blaming. But God wants you to be a blessing to others. In that John chapter 7, Holy Spirit, help me. Jesus stood in that Matthew, in that John, he said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, look, what will make Jesus to cry out is an important matter. It demands that you pay attention to it. He wasn't casual about it. He stood and he cried, child of God, please, your destiny, your future depends on it. He said, he cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. 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 Then verse that, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He told them in Luke, he said, the kingdom is inside of you, locked up there. Somebody must pay the price to unlock it. Is somebody hearing me? The kingdom is in you, but you have to pay the price to unlock it. The kingdom resides inside of you. You have to pay the price to release it into action.
It's not enough to buy a perfume.
You open it, you won't feel the fragrance. You won't smell it. Unpack it. Remove the nylon. Remove the package. Lose it. And everywhere we feel. Is somebody hearing me?
You say, the reason why men have not really perceived the fragrance of the kingdom you carry. Jeremiah chapter 48, beginning from verse number 11. Do you know, he said, Moab has been on his leave for long. He has not been empty from vessel to vessel. Neither has he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remain in him. And his scent is not changed. If anything is going to change in your life, child of God, somebody must break the alabaster box. Somebody must break the alabaster box. Somebody must tear that. Is somebody hearing me? Jesus said, it doesn't come by observation. It doesn't come by observation. Sermons on the altars are impactful. You are benefiting. You are enjoying the sermon from the man of God. Child of God, I am telling you, this is FOC. There is no sermon that will touch life. That we finish preparing messages. We sit on that message, ruminate on that message, masticate that message, enter that message, internalize that message, prepare that message, so that when it comes, it is served hot and blessing you. Is somebody hearing me? Message that lacks preparation in prayer will lack power to change life. Is somebody hearing me? The message is as strong and powerful as the man who is delivering it. Is somebody hearing me? If it is from the flesh, it will never be fresh. Is somebody hearing me? Jesus stood in the last day. He said, if you let it be a responsibility you pick up, you can't be in that family. Somebody hearing me? You can't be watching your ministry going the way it's going. You can't watch Satan buffet, harass your children, your family, your body, and you are there, fold your hands. What is the kingdom in you meant for? Is somebody hearing me? Opening the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar, he said, you are looking at the miracles, but I'm interested in showing you the roots. Is somebody hearing me? You are interested in the package, but I want to show you what led to the package, because Matthew 12:33 says, a tree is known by its what? Fruit. A tree is known by its what? Fruit. And when there is a fruit, just know that the destiny, the future of every fruit is in the root. It's in what? It's in the root. That is why they call Jesus the root of Jesse. The root of David. The root, David is celebrated, but David has a root. David is announced as the king, but David has a root. Is somebody hearing me? What makes David the only king who functions in threefold offices? He was anointed to be a king. One man, I was able to manage all. Kalamatotele Bahasa. He said, three times I appear before the Lord in prayers. Is somebody hearing me? Psalm 55, verse 17. And Psalm 119, verse 164. He says, seven times I prayed. He's utter praise to God. Yet he's a king. Yet he's a priest. Yes, oh my goodness. Do you know what God said to you about you? He said in Exodus chapter, please hearken to my voice diligently. If you can do that indeed. Exodus chapter 19, please. Chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. Chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. He said, if you can hearken to my voice indeed. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my commandment, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Verse number 6, everybody take note and read along with me. And in dumb of priests. You will be not ordinary priests, a kingdom. Priests and an holy nation. And an holy nation. And an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt sons and daughters. I am interested in connecting her. You will function in your originality. Is somebody hearing me? Say here. God called you to glorify you, not to shamify you. He gave you the Holy Spirit so that you can be a government. there is a government God wants to establish in your house, even though it's invisible, but you will see the visible effect. When the government, if the deputy Satan cannot operate there, do you understand? Why? There is a kingdom that has descended from heaven into that family, because what the purpose of a government is for order, is for distribution, is for protection, is for security, is for protection. It's for maintenance. That is the purpose of a government. The Bible says, and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. You can enjoy an endless peace in your home. You can enjoy an endless peace in your body. That is why you see some people say, they will tell you, listen to me, I have been young and I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous sort, the functioning of the kingdom at work inside of you. And that kingdom is established right now upon your life in the name of Jesus, right? Jesus was interested in showing showing Nicodemus that, look, you are interested in the physical manifestations, but I am interested in showing you what exactly is the root. Please have it at the back of your mind. He called you a peculiar treasure unto himself. You are invited and called into a kingdom of priests and kings. Is somebody hearing me? So how do we function? How do we engage? Because the principle is what I consider to be the righteousness of the kingdom. The principle is what I consider with what we make you to see. Are you hearing me? To enter. I want to compress it. There are forces that the guiding rules that makes a system to function and command results. The guiding rules, they call it principle in a simple definition. Are you hearing me? I know there are many professors and doctors here, but I just want you to please put it a guiding rule that probably ensures is what exactly are the guiding principles that makes the kingdom that you carry on your inside to function. You have to understand that you are a king. Now, in Rome, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, he has called you to himself to be kings and priests. He has called you not a slave. You are not a slave. You are not a slave. You are not a beast of burden. Oh. First, have that at the back of your mind. You are called to be a king because the one who called you into that kings, not kings of slaves, not kings of servants, but Lord of lords. Are you hearing me? Now, if he says ye are gods and all of you are the children of the Most High, he wants you to first of all ask, but internalizing it and living like it is what I'm after here. Are you hearing me? He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What type of mind? The mind that I am a king. Now, what will help you to understand how to function as a king? Number one, a king is known with five things that I can put here. Number one thing that a king is known for, all kings must have a link with the spirit realm, whether natural or supernatural. Everybody hearing me? Natural kings, they relate with certain spirits they call ancestors. Are you hearing me? You'll be hearing them linking, and they not born that king way that you will not do it. Lord, you won't commune with ancestors. Oh my waja, quick. Praise God. Do you understand? Because you will hear them saying, I want lale. Are you hearing me? Because a backing, that is why they don't respect any other. They believe there is a spirit that is backing them up. Child of God, sir. This is an extension of revelation. I said, I can of my own self do nothing. You know how Jesus said that? John chapter 5 verse 19. He said, whatsoever I see the Father do, the same I do. I depend on him. When Jesus was talking to the disciples, he said, you cannot do anything except me, without me. Every king that will reign on earth here, it's not there, it is you. That kingdom can't function, it can't flow. Because there is no agreement, you have lost the connection. Is somebody hearing me? If you are going to begin to release the kingdom into action, to see the kingdom, you have to recognize the root of the kingdom. You have to recognize the headquarters of the kingdom. You have to recognize the one who is releasing the kingdom. You have to recognize the backing of the kingdom. Is somebody hearing me? That is how God functions. The kingdom of God is not democracy. The kingdom of God is not democracy. It is a way that God himself rules over his own people. You are the extension of God on earth here. Are you hearing me? So wherever you stand, he wants you to function as a king. So he called you as a priest, a peculiar person unto himself. That mindset must be in us. And what a link with the spirit realm. A link with the spirit realm.
whatever will make you to function, you must have your own link with the spirit realm. How did you get born again? Who is your father? That is why if somebody say, I'm coming to church, I'm just a Christian. No, it can't work that way. You have to be properly born again. You have to be initiated into the kingdom. You have to be a kingdom citizen. You have to have an ID card. Holy Ghost, our seal. Ephesians 4:30. You see, the Holy Spirit, don't grieve him. It's our seal of redemption. Are you hearing me? So when you have connected with the spirit realm, that is a seal upon your life. You cannot see the reason why you cannot play game. You have to be properly born again. When the kingdom is not functioning through you, check your link. Check your link. Is somebody hearing me? Do you connect with the spirit? Because I get back. That song was born out of a revelation of what I'm sharing with you. I think so. I'm not the one who sang it. Is somebody hearing me? The altars. When you are confronting forces of darkness, it is not you that Satan scream and run away from. It is what you carry. It is what is behind you. If nothing is backing you up, you are exposed. That demon can kill you there. That is why I say you should celebrate ministers of God who have confronted altars on your behalf, who have dared forces of darkness, somebody who has risked his own life. If he was not standing right, do you think he can tell that devil, leave my daughter alone? There are forces that follow some people around. They can't just one word. It's settled. You think Satan is happy? Why Satan couldn't hurt him is because he get back in the You know they walk alone. Why? The one that is called our adversary is like a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He may devour. Is somebody hearing me? Say here. I hope I'm not wasting your time. Second king you should know about a king. A king must have what? He must have a territory that he governs over. That is another sign for a king. He must have a territory. If God has given you a privilege to have a business, to be married, you have a job, you have a place, you are given an office, side of God, you are a king. You are a king. Every king must have a territory. God has given you wherever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that is your own place. Number three, all kings must have a throne. If you must fall, in order to command the flow of the kingdom authority, that king must have a throne. He must have a throne. How dare you call yourself a king and a priest without a secret throne? There is no king until a throne is given. No king will be respected. You come to somebody's palace and it's like your... But when you enter into the place, you see 24 elders line up. You see Christ as he. You see 4 different beasts of different kinds. All of them lining up. And you see rainbow. You see thunder. You see lightning. The way God sat in Revelation chapter 4. Won't you be scared? That is like a shrine. In Psalm 103 verse 19, the Bible declares, it said, look, God has prepared his throne in the heavens. He has prepared his throne. And from there, his kingdom ruled over all. There are things that probably may be difficult in the open. When you are a king, somebody who is conscious of who he is, you'd get to your room and sit before God, lay down before the Lord. Nagatosisya. Lord, this is the reason why they must give this woman the visa. Lord, this is the reason why this baby must not die. Jehovah, mercy is what? Because the Bible says, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace so that we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. He didn't say, let us come before the chair. He said, before the throne. Hebrews 4:16. Before the throne. You cannot imagine a throneless king. Is somebody hearing me? A king must have a throne. And number four, a king must have a scepter of authority. A scepter of authority. A scepter of authority. Which king is it that will not know the history of the people of the town is leading? That is why they always tell you, they will tell you who was the king. Yes, so and so. Yes, so and so. They will be telling you, and it has to be accustomed with the history. Is somebody hearing me? How can you say you're a king? You don't even know how to connect scriptures. You don't even know when Satan comes. Why must you be healed? What gives you the liberty that you can command that devil and he will flee? What understanding do you have? Your authority will be challenged. Is somebody hearing me? That is why you must give yourself towards to the word. Authority. The Bible said the scepter must not depart from Judah. Lord, the lawgiver from in between his knees. Until what? Until Shiloh comes. Until Shiloh comes. Hallelujah. And finally, under that one, all kings must have servants. In this contest, your servants are angels. In this context, your servants are what? Angels. You have servants, you have angels. Now, sometimes some miracles happen. You make a prophecy. What brings them to pass? Are they believing on the daily basis that I have angels that can serve on her? In Hebrews 1:14, he said, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Can you repeat that to three people? You have angels. Do you engage them daily? Begin to engage them daily. So many angels have been idle for years. Is somebody hearing me? So many angels have been idle for years. It was an angel after Daniel released his grace, released the power of prayer. It was angel that came to the rescue. Are you hearing me? Of angels. Is somebody hearing me? So, having established that, what exactly is God saying about the principles of the kingdom? Having, number one, I say having the mentality of a king. Say, I have a mentality of a king. I have a mentality of a king. Number two principle of this kingdom is that see things as God sees things. See things as God sees things. See things as God sees things. If the kingdom is going to manifest through you, you must see beyond the natural. Say, I will see beyond the natural. Can you help me tell two, three people? That wedding you are planning for is already a success. Can you see many people running big things? Can you see that you, the next time you appear at the embassy, they give you the visa? Can you see it? He said, let this mind be in you. He said, without your mind will I do nothing. Your mind is a gateway for the release of the kingdom gateway. Listen to me. Don't let your mind work against you. Let this mind be in you, Philippians 2:5, which was also in Christ Jesus. Is somebody hearing me? We are not seeing much of God because our mind blocks the flow. Is somebody hearing? Jesus Christ said, I can of my own do nothing, but whatsoever I see the Father do it, the same I do. What is he seeing the Father doing? Is somebody hearing me? I remember Catherine Kuma in one of his books, that's one of her books. He said, before he start up a crusade, he said she will come up and before in the room, she will have seen many people gather. She will have seen the lame walking, the deaf hearing, the blind seeing. She said she will have seen it. Not that God showed it to her. She will sit down and use the power of imagination. You don't know how powerful you are. Once a man can be defeated here, nobody can help him in life. Is somebody help me? It's a strong room, this mind of a man. That is why Ephesians 4:23 says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed. Be renewed. In other words, when Satan is trying to tell you this thing can't work, reprogram it, it will work. In fact, I see it working already. Is somebody hearing me? They told that woman, said the king, that the judge you are going to meet, he will not listen to you. The Bible said that woman said, look, I will continue to disturb this king. It is to you a wicked and a difficult man, but to me, he will answer me. And if I come back to her, will I find this kind of faith? Very rugged, very stubborn, undying faith. This is how the kingdom works. Your mind is a gateway. If God is going to walk through your mind, he said, without your mind, will I do nothing? So that your benefit will not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. Without your mind, Philemon verse 14. Without your mind. What do you see after this Shiloh? What do you see? What do you see in the next 5 days? What do you see about your business? Prophecy has gone ahead of you. What do you see? I see myself returning with testimony because the Bible says, so shall the redeemer of the Lord return. The vision shall be upon their head. Sorrow and sigh shall flee away. What do you see about that your brother in the hospital? What do you see? He's returning home safe and sound. What do you see about that pregnancy test you went for? It's going to be a positive one. What do you been declared? You saw a lot of people dancing here this morning. What do you see? What do you see? Say, I see something. Something great. I see solution. I see help on every side. I see this is the second principle of the kingdom. Is somebody hearing me? You see things as God sees them. The Bible says Abraham, who against hope believed in hope He staggered not at the promise of God. He was strong in faith. He was hoping and strong in faith. He was talking to God in faith and he refused to give up. He staggered not at the promise of God. He was fully persuaded that that which God has said about him will surely come to pass. Even at 100 years old. Is somebody hearing me? How old are you and you are giving up? How old are you and you are giving up? Tell somebody, as I'm speaking to you right now, that body is coming together. Restoration is locating you in the name of Jesus Christ. God is touching lives. He's opening doors. In the, see that approval given to you. I see that if it is so unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The kingdom works when your mind is open and aligned with the will of God. I see the way God sees. If God says this man will rise again, he will rise again. Jesus had to correct him block. He was coming to heal Lazarus. The first thing that confronted him was one of the sisters of Lazarus. Is that Mary or Martha? And he said, look, I know he will resurrect in the last day. He's not what I'm. He said, I am the resurrection and what? And the life. He said, if thou wouldest believe. Oh, really? That was a mind shift. Please, there's no situation that is difficult with God. He said, with man, this may be impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Take the delivery of that project right now. Take the delivery of that contract. As I speak to you right now, the Holy Ghost is performing a surgical operation in your body. Whatever the doctor has said cannot be fixed, it's already fixed now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus, right? It's already fixed now in the name of Jesus, right? Every lost item, you are recovering it now. I say you are recovering it now. I say you are recovering it now. I say you are recovering it now. When the sons of the prophet shouted, alas, master, it was borrowed. Can we ever recover? He said, come on, where fell it? And he put a little stick. And lo, it resurrected. Whatever has been lost, whatever has been forcefully taken away from you, because you agree, because you believe, I decree, let there be a restoration for you. Restoration for you. A restoration of relationship. A restoration of helpers, a restoration of your members, a restoration of your supporters, a restoration of your health, a restoration of your business. In the name of Jesus. Head or tail, in this economy, your business will survive. What do you see? Some people see challenges. Fuel is up, but what do you see? Do you know it's going to favor you? This economy will favor you. I said this economy will favor you. I saw that in the scripture, Exodus 1:12. The more they persecute the children of Israel, the more they multiply. The more they persecute the children of Israel, the more they multiply. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare, the more you multiply, the more you are persecuted. Spirit, soul, and body, you will multiply. You are gaining new ground. Say, I see it happen. Because that is the only way heaven can make it up. That is the second principle. Principles of the kingdom that makes the kingdom power to flow is when your mind is not a gate valve. When your mind is not blocking it. Can you see it? I can see him now. I can see him now. I can see him moving mightily in my favor. I can see him now moving on my way. I can see him moving mightily in my favor. Can you see God moving mightily in your favor? Can you see God moving mightily in your favor? Can you see God moving mightily in your favor? They said there is no way there. I said they are turning everybody back. I said, no, not me. They are going to answer me. Because where there is a will, there is a way. That is how kingdom works. People that broke new ground, people that took territories, people that started new churches, new branches. Beloved, they are stubborn, rugged people. Most of the time, anything called great move will be confronted with opposition. So it takes somebody who is loaded, who is recalibrated, who has a kingdom mind. That is somebody that will tell you. Even they say that, look, even though he slay me, I will yet trust him. Even though he slay me, I will yet trust him. I say, I will yet trust him. In the name of Jesus. That place they send you to, you will prosper there. Yeah. I said that place they send you to, you will flourish there. Yeah. That is kingdom for you. The next principle that Jesus shared, which is very mind-blowing, is the principles of faith. Apart from your mind, what you see. Because to see something is different from walking in faith. Is somebody hearing me? The kingdom of God responds to faith. So faith. It responds to faith. It responds to faith. In response to faith, faith is not just to believe. Faith is not just to see. Faith is you are taking action. The Bible says, and they went forth preaching, and every one of them, they went forth preaching, and Jesus, the kingdom also was working with them, confirming their word with signs following. Mark 16:20, confirming their word. If you want to see the kingdom of God at work, take risk. If you want to see God at work, take risk. The word of God. Peter said unto him, if you are the one, master, bid me come. He said, come. He said, come. Lose sight of the natural. Is somebody hearing me? It will distract you. The truth of the matter is that everyone in the right direction will be confronted, because Satan can't fold his hand and watch you succeed. It takes a fight. Satan will never fold his hands. You moving in the right direction? No. When you see somebody that are going in the wrong direction, unchallenged, it's because Satan knew that he's going to die soon. Is somebody hearing me? But when you take a decision to go in the right direction, don't you see how good marriage is? When they're about to, husband and wife, maybe brother and sister, that found themselves in the body of Christ, don't you see sometimes how it's been vehemently resisted? Because Satan does not want two born-again Christians to form another family. He can't stand it. He has paid too much price. He can't endure another one. He has received too much knocks and blows. But it's comfortable if the two of them are weak, clean. They don't pray, he's happy. He can even sponsor the wedding. He can even sponsor the wedding. But you see vibrant Christian, tongue-talking Christian, hell-invading, destroying Christians. Satan, I have enough headache. I don't want this one to join. So he will, that is, you have to take a step of faith. Anything going in the right direction will be confronted. Anything going in the right direction will be confronted. He said, a great and effectual door is open unto me. Yet there are what? Many adversaries. Adversaries as to what? Have you thought of it? Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Faith, say faith. In Mark 11:22, Jesus Christ said one word to wrap it up. When they said, you spoke to the fig tree and the fig tree has died, he only responded with one word. He said, have faith in God. Just have faith in God. Say, have faith in God. See, you have nothing to lose for having faith. You have nothing to lose for taking a step of faith. I always console myself with one thing. I say, look, if it didn't work, I've just learned another way. Why it will, and it has helped, it will help me. Don't be afraid to fail. Is somebody hearing me? Don't be afraid to be disappointed. Don't be afraid. Look, God is much more happier with someone who is failing, or like someone who sit back and couldn't take risk. The kingdom don't manifest through people that are weak in the heart. It takes a heart to make a mark. If you don't have a heart, you can never make your own mark in life. Don't be afraid to fail. Most of the things we are enjoying today, most of them, it was somebody's mistake, maybe in the laboratory or somehow. Why do we have books of experience and wisdom? What they call wisdom today was somebody's mistake yesterday. That is just the truth. If they had known, they would not have crucified the Son of Man. If they had known. So Satan made mistake. He will continue to make mistake. And somebody heard me. After this meeting, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will be audacious enough to say what is even bigger than your mouth, to claim what is bigger than your size, and you will see God at work in your life. In the name of Jesus. Kingdom will work when you take a step of faith. Be audacious enough to take a step of faith. Go to the prison place and pray for the sick. Pray for the sick. Go to the hospital. Pray for them. Are you hearing me? Don't be afraid to lay hands. Don't be afraid to start a project. Is somebody hearing me? God has given you opportunity to have a land. Are you hearing me? To have millions before you start. If your money can buy 2 bags of cement, buy it and keep it somewhere. If your money can buy 50 blocks, put it there. Listen to me. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step. The truth of the matter is that once you begin to buy blocks and buy cement, naturally there is a recalibration in your mind. You will stop spending wastefully. You will stop spending wastefully because you have defined a direction. But sitting back thinking that, look, it will come. No, the money will come. Listen to me. It doesn't happen that way in the kingdom. The mystery of the kingdom is that a step of faith is enough for the power to start flowing. That is what God is looking for. Peter only took a step, and the remaining one, the sea became solidified. It started walking on water. Is somebody hearing me? He only took a step.
And you can be the single person that will take that step out of your entire family. And the truth of the matter is that the one who provides solution becomes the leader. Not a you are old. You lead because what? You are solution provider. Say I hear. Say I hear. Kingdom operates through a lifestyle of obedience. If the kingdom of God is going to flow through you, child of God, you have to be someone who is selfless. Total obedience, not partial obedience. Trust in the things of God, in the word of God. The truth is that God will never work with disobedient child. The flow of grace, this we call it the Holy Spirit. How can the Holy Spirit be working with a disobedient child? Ask Moses now. Speak to the rock. He struck the rock. You can't be too familiar with God. Is somebody hearing me? Play the game according to the rule and according to specification. May God help us. Even me, I'm still trusting God to what to be able to improve in total obedience. Because that is where Satan is waiting for so many people. The Bible says, when your obedience is complete, you will revenge all disobedience. Having in readiness, when your obedience is complete, obedience cannot be negotiated. Because that is what makes you a follower as far as God is concerned. No, there can't be two masters in the same boat. God told Moses, if I don't deal with you, others will follow. There won't be a legacy to leave behind for the children of Israel. You will climb that man's Pisgah. You will see Canaan, but you will not enter there. For all this that Moses have done, child of God, God is a spirit. It's not flesh and blood. It's not moved by emotions. Is somebody hearing me? Hallelujah. What God is looking for in your life, faith, obedience. God is not moved by your trouble. God is not moved by your needs. He's moved by your obedience. Your need can be like a heap of mountain. If you are not an obedient child, God is not moved. The one who will obey him, the one who is the one that God will line up behind. I'm telling you the truth. Because every leader wants to remain relevant. Is somebody hearing me? Rise on your feet. I think I've been able to drop something. You shall see the kingdom. If you must enter into the kingdom, then you must repent. Be born again. If you must enter into the kingdom, you must have the Holy Ghost baptism. Hungry for his presence. If you must enter into the kingdom, you must press to enter. It is the will of the Father to give you the kingdom. After this meeting, this message will be useless if you don't act. This message will not produce the proof that is meant to produce in your life if you don't take it responsible or natural. Is somebody hearing me? In line with the will of God. You will discover that many of you are not having more because you refuse to let go. You feel in your heart that, look, if I release this little, how will another one come? That is the reason why the cup stopped flowing oil. Is somebody hearing me? If you want God to continue to pour and send it through you, you must become an open channel to his kingdom, to God's project, to God's people. That is how the kingdom flows. God killed the rich man just because he violated major kingdom principle. You are a distributor. You are not an accumulator. You are a distributor. A lot of us have reduced the blessings of God. Listen to me. The blessing of God can come upon your life that you can't even finish 1%. You can't even finish 1%. When the blessing really come upon your life. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, what exactly is your own portion in life? The Bible says to enjoy the wife of your youth or your wife you marry or your husband. And then what you eat, what you drink. That's all. After a man dies, you discover that there is nothing you have heaped up that you have a say to decide. There is nothing you have amassed that you now have a say. Therefore, what will such a person stand and tell God that I'm sorry, I thought I was going to live longer than this. That is why I was heaping that. Actually, I wanted to really build a synagogue for you. No, if you couldn't do it there, you won't do it now. Is somebody hearing me? Don't violate the principle of the kingdom. If you want the kingdom, become what? An open channel and never get tired. Please practice this principle. Watch it happen in your life. I was sharing a testimony with a God servant when I was coming. Which day was that? On Thursday. I was saying, look, see, I was looking for fuel. they were looking for Fred. You know, the first day I came, I couldn't come with this car. I came with the other one because that one didn't have fuel. And I know that one consumed fuel more. Now, and I was there to come again. And we are looking for fuel. All of a sudden, as I was coming down for Wednesday afternoon prayer in the church, I was coming down, just got the call. Somebody called me, said, "My speak with my yoga and thank her." I said, "Ah, yoga, what happened? What happened?" He said, "I should give you 30 liters of fuel." A Muslim. I don't know. If this woman is personal, I don't know her. Is somebody hearing me? But God went and instructed somebody while I needed fuel. I was thinking, how do I travel to Ibadan tomorrow? I need fuel. Is somebody hearing me? And God is mindful of you. I say, God is mindful of you. He knows what you need more than you. Learn to open up. You are an open channel. This is not the first time. I've seen it before. I told you sometimes ago why I was fasting and praying. Nothing to eat, dying. And God spoke to somebody. I was in Yaba, so God spoke to somebody in Ketu to prepare food. I wasn't married. And the person was bringing it when there was strike in school for 4 months. And he brought the food. He said, which thing? He said, who told you? Meanwhile, I've been on 100 days fasting and prayer, having for that particular day, there was nothing to eat. Maybe before you go to tap, take some bread and then drink water. Go and sleep again. That was what I was going for 100 days. So this lady now came that night because God knew that this boy must not sleep again without food. The fasting still continues. You know when you fast to a point that you have to be putting another hole in your belt. You know what I mean? So this woman came and brought. I said, "Why are you coming to do it around this time?" He said, no, it's for a purpose, I'm not waiting. You know, you can't open door for a woman in the night now, around 8 o'clock. So what exactly is the problem? And she brought food in a pack. I said, food, how? He said, God spoke to her in the afternoon that I will need it. I said, it was God who spoke to you. It was really God. You are hearing God. I'm telling you this. I have to start. It was God. Oh, thank you very much. I opened it. And I prayed for her. And I said, went inside and said, now so you like me. I can go on and go and tell you how many interventions like that. You are a child of God. The kingdom must begin to find full expression in your life. That jeep you saw out there, I was sleeping in my parlor. JJ, somebody brought it and said, God led it to him to give me that jeep. This thing is easy. The forerunner I gave to my brother, are you hearing me? I was preaching on a Sunday in the church about the mystery. Somebody came from MFM. He said, Dr. Luko, I was preaching the same message and he felt he should sow it to my life because Nicodemus needed to listen to somebody and God hit him there. And that was how I transferred the full money. Immediately the following day, I went to buy that jeep. I have seen, but before that jeep came, I've given out more than 4 or 5 cars. Shall you see? Shall you see? It didn't just happen, no. You must be what? A channel. Say, yeah. There are many of you right now. What are you holding on to? The kingdom flows through generous hands. The kingdom flows through open hands. The first land was a gift. I got another. Many. How many will I mention? This thing is working. This thing is real. There is he that scattereth. And yet what? That is the principle of the kingdom. If you are in the church, you are not following the teachings here, and you allow social media to mislead you. Hey, somebody told me about, so he was watching something online. You know, because I said, we did prayer for your naming ceremony. You will go and locate that social media pastor. I told them, I said, the day you will need emergency and I will find out you are not paying tight here, honestly, you will locate that social media pastor. And I'm serious. You will find him. The day they will call me in the hospital that you have been admitted, I will tell them to tell you to give them the phone. Because people don't understand. Are you hearing me? How can a pastor be laboring over you day and night and it comes to a time you switch from this program and be watching somebody. So, who didn't even know how you got born again? A young man lost his younger brother. Sorry, hand of man up, go for two more minutes. Emily, I can come. I can't do myself. Now, praise God. Now, a young man lost his younger brother. Listen to this testimony. Lost his younger brother. The one just came from church, folded his leg, and crossed his leg. The wife was still cooking. Didn't know that the husband has died. The younger brother was, the older brother was called. He prayed. And he said, no, he has given him, he knows one man of God. He has to call him. He called that man of God. That man said to him, I don't want to mention him, every duty man of God in this nation. He said, I don't know you. He said, my brother has died. I just need a word of prayer. You know me. He said, I don't know you. They have buried the brother. He said, he doesn't know him. And is it not true? Is it not true? Relate with a pastor you can call. 247. Relate with a pastor you can say, this is, I can walk up to my pastor's away. 247. Many of these young people that are deceiving themselves. Okay, if I say on emergency, oh yeah, call that person. You're always burning data on. Call him. If he will respond to you. If he will respond to you. Don't let outsider take preference over what you have in your house. It's a generation Z. Are you hearing me? And meaning a dead end. Are you hearing me? A generation that will not take instruction. A generation that will choose pastor for themselves, that will not allow God to choose for them. A generation that always wants to hear what they like. They don't want correction. Somebody hearing me? A generation that wants it quick, they don't want process. No, they don't want to go through process. A generation that we find ourselves, nothing is as deadly as this generation. Nothing is as deadly as this generation. Because you think you have disciples. No, you have multitude. You have multitude. It's dangerous to be moving with multitudes because they are not reliable. The day there will be no more fish and bread, only disciples will be left. Stretch forth your hands. This is my assignment, to drop this word in your heart that as you go after Shiloh, as you go, I see many commanders of miracles here. Lay your hands on your body if you have any ailment and demonstrate the kingdom, because you have it. If you're a child, just lay your hand. I want to pray. You have any ailments? You have any discomforts? Oh yeah, lay your hands upon it. Man of God, can you just join me? All of you laying your hands on your body, can you just step forward? Come quickly. Lay that hand on that part of your body. Hey, Anama Mama Shadara Bada Bada Mashadara. Hey, Alamana Mama Shadara Bada Bada Bada.
Oh Lord, I hunger for more of you.
Pastor Shesson, you know that?
Rise up within me, let me know your truth. Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the life of God fill me now. Let your healing breathe life and make me whole, and let the peace of God let it rain.
Your prayer tonight.
Rise up within me, let me know your truth. Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the life of God feed me now. Let your healing power
eyes and lay your hands on that part. I will pray and servant of God will pray. And I can assure you, your healing is established. Your healing is settled. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. This was. It is the will of the Father, the desire of the Father, to give us the kingdom. The word of God said, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the log of the righteous. Lord, you know the degree, the extent of this discomfort. Either little or much, none of it is permitted to stay in this body. At the cast out this sickness. Just close your eyes. Those of you who have knee problem, neck problem, there's going to be instant healing as I speak to you right now. Instant healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every deposit that is not of God in your throat, in your eyes, in your ears, in your joints, in your bones, in your marrow, in your ankle, disappear in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of infirmity. Spirit of infirmity. Leave these bodies now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, this is not your place. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost where God lives. Oh yeah, you foul spirit of infirmity, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Spirit, soul, and body, you are here. He said, the Egyptians you see today, you shall see them again no more. The hand of God rest upon you. The kingdom of God flow into your life. The kingdom of God rest upon you. The kingdom of God rest upon you. Every discomfort disappear in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to Jesus. After God's servant's prayer, I want you to do what you couldn't do before. Instantly, I know God has touched you.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, you sent your word. Your word healeth them and delivered them from their destructions. The word of God is the conveyor of God's power, we have said. So that word is released to you now. The seed of infirmity is cursed.
In the name of Jesus.
I curse that pain to the roots. And I command it out in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ makes you whole. In the name of God the Father and of the Son. By his stripes you are healed. And of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samonda Jue Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.